you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Local baseball talk today on the Coach's Corner. We haven't talked USU Eastern baseball a whole lot. Been wrapping up basketball, but I'll tell you, the baseball team got off to a brilliant start. They sweep Colorado Northwestern 4 straight games over Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this past weekend. They'll look to carry that momentum into this weekend as they travel on the road to take on Salt Lake Community College. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Scott Madsen of the USU Eastern baseball team. Coach, always fun to get you on. Thank you again.
Well, I appreciate you, Jordan, having us on. We're excited to get this year going again.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we're talking about it now, although you guys have been in action for almost, a little over a month already between the non-conference schedule. But conference play starts up last weekend, and as you and I were talking about off of the cuff for the first time in quite some time, we were in a 4-game sweep to start off the season.
We did. You know, our guys, we've kind of early, we struggled leaving a whole lot of runners on base. And last weekend, it all seemed to come together with our hitters. They did a good job of hitting when we had runners in scoring position.
You guys win the first game 8-5, second game 7-3, third game 11-4, fourth game 6-3. I know things were spread out a little bit because of the weather, so it was basically 4 games in 3 days, right?
Right. We ended up playing 3 innings that first day and then yanked the tarps out and covered it for a couple hours and pulled them off. And we finished the first game the second day and then played the next game and got all but the last inning of the third game in that second day. So then we just finished it all out that last day.
How difficult was that, playing 4 games in 3 days when you're used to playing 2 doubleheaders in 2 days?
You know, it was wearing on these kids, especially where we're out working on the field. I mean, even playing those games that second day, we played so many innings, and we were out there for 2 hours beforehand, getting snow off, just making sure everything's dry and ready to play. So, I mean, these kids were wore out, but, I mean, their will to win this weekend was something else. They've come a long way, learned how to play together, and, you know, just kind of work off from each other.
Well, let's talk about some of the performances, Coach. First off, the very last game of the 4-game set, Cole Fawcett put together a pretty solid performance for you guys. Didn't register any hits in the plate, but he was very productive with his at-bats. Provides a couple of RBIs, and then he takes care of business on the mound, coming in and shutting down the opposition for 4 innings, not giving up a single hit or a single earned run. Cole was pretty good for you guys in that 4th game.
Absolutely. You know, he's been solid for us on the mound the whole year. We ended up trying to pull him as a closer, but he's just been so good and getting so many innings that we've moved him to the starting role. And this last weekend, our backup shortstop, Steven Ortiz, ended up pulling his hamstring the last game when we were in Las Vegas. So we were trying to hold him as long as we could before we put him in. But when he went in, he lost to him once in preseason, and boy, he had something to prove that last game.
Another pitcher that will resonate with people here locally, Jared Lesser, gets a win for you guys. That was in the first game, I believe, of the series.
It was, you know, and he was throwing really well. He kind of got the shaft a little bit where he only was able to throw those first 4 innings, I believe, is what we played that first 3 or 4 innings that first day. And, you know, with sitting and as cold as it was, we didn't bring him back. I didn't want to risk it this early in the season to have him go. But he was really throwing well, and, I mean, he was dominating their hitters.
Coach, when I was going through the box scores, a couple of names really were productive for you guys offensively. Chandler Barkdell did a fantastic job, it looked like, at the plate, as well as Jesse Rowley. It seemed between these two guys, you guys had some steady production in the lineup.
We did. You know, Chandler's been solid for us all year. He's struggled getting base hits, but he gets a lot accomplished even without getting the base hits. I mean, his batting average was low, but his on-base percentage was really high. He works pitchers better than I've ever seen a batter work pitchers. I mean, he's constantly seeing 7, 8, 9 pitches in at bat and just doing a great job with 2 strikes, and he's done that the whole time getting on base. And, you know, Jesse missed that first weekend where he had his baby, and then so he's just kind of slowly broke, getting kind of back in the swing of things, and last weekend he just took off. He looks good, and that's kind of what we were waiting for. Is, I mean, we've kind of based our entire hitting group around Jesse because he does have that potential where he can carry a whole team.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned what you did about Chandler, because for someone who maybe just goes out, watches a game, and you casually watch, or if you check a box score after the contest, one of the things that can fall underneath the radar is a quality at bat. I mean, you don't have to register a hit to have a quality at bat. So when you talk about Chandler, I mean, it seems like every time this kid is at the plate, it's a quality at bat in some regard.
Absolutely. And that's, I believe that's something he carried with him. He was a transfer from Western Nevada when they went to the national tournament over in Grand Junction. So he's been there. He knows what it takes. And you know what? He's done a good job, and it's carried to the rest of our team. We've done such a good job this preseason of getting through that starting pitcher and making them go to the bullpen early in the game. And that's something we've kind of been proud of. We were hoping to get our pitchers set. And I keep telling them, if you guys keep them under three runs or less, we'll win any ball game. And you know what? It's been proven that that's the case for us this year.
Yeah, you talk about keeping them under three runs or less. At the same time, if you're putting up 7, 8, 6, 11 runs per contest, it's very difficult to lose games like that. In fact, I don't recall too many instances where you lose a game scoring 7 or 8 runs.
No. And that's the thing is, I mean, you want to go out there and keep them. You want that difference so your pitchers don't have to pitch with the stress on them. But this team has just been, I mean, I was hoping to get 4 runs out of them, and they've exceeded my expectations just with their approaches at bat, but let alone scoring the runs. And I don't feel like we're hitting as well as we could. That's what, I mean, most people are saying, oh, you guys hit really well. And I'm looking at it thinking, man, these guys are going to put up 20 runs. You just watch later in the year as they start to get more and more comfortable.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Scott Mattson of the USU Eastern baseball team. Coach, now that you guys are 4-0, I mean, this obviously, this is a huge boost in the conference standings, because looking at the remainder of the schedule, when you'll be playing teams, you know, 2 doubleheaders back-to-back, and that kind of takes care of the season set. For you guys to be sitting where you're sitting at right now at 4-0, you already have a 2-game lead on the next 2 teams, which would be Salt Lake and CSI. I mean, that's, I don't want to say it's unfamiliar territory, but it's a great spot to be in. You couldn't ask for anything more at this stage.
No, this is a great opportunity for us. And, you know, I mean, this season's so short that if you have a bad series, then you're at the bottom and you're just fighting your way to stay in the middle somewhere. But where we have this boost at the beginning, I mean, this is a great opportunity for us. We came off a pretty good preseason, the best we've had in a couple of years, and then coming out and going 4-0, which we haven't done. I mean, I don't know if we've ever done that, to go 4-0 off the opening series. I mean, that just gives us energy and the momentum to run with these other teams, because we've played. The only team we haven't played yet is Southern Idaho. They haven't played us in any of their preseason tournaments. But we played Salt Lake. We know what they're about, and we're prepping as best we can to go out against a good Salt Lake team. But these kids, they're confident that they can go out and play those guys and compete with them.
You go on the road this weekend for Salt Lake, 4 games. And, I mean, realistically speaking, it's always difficult to win on the road, right? I mean, if you can pull out 2 games on the road, you consider that a successful road stint?
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of the rule of thumb, is you try and split on the road and win at home. And that's what's been said. To win a league, that's how you're supposed to do it, is what I've been told. But, I mean, we have some good arms going that we're going to go out and hope to get those first couple of games from them, and then hopefully we can end up winning that series. So we just, I mean, we're getting stronger and stronger as the year's going on, and our kids are showing that as they're getting deeper and deeper in the game. With Jared Lesser, I mean, he's constantly giving us 5 to 7 innings a game, and that's what we're expecting from him, and he's going to start that first 7-inning game and hopefully get us through the whole thing. And then, I mean, right now we have such good pitching and such good arms that I feel confident going to anybody in my bullpen.
It is a long season, as you alluded to a little bit earlier, Coach, but the schedule sets up somewhat odd. You guys are going to finish the year with a lot of road games. I believe the last 2 series of the season are on the road, which I guess puts even more emphasis on what you guys could accomplish this month, because following this contest with Salt Lake, you get 2 straight weeks at home against Southern Nevada and CSI. This is a huge month for this team.
Absolutely. And I mean, these kids are ready for it. We've been on the road for a long time, and just watching them come home and be able to play the way they played last week, and that gets them more excited to be done with this next weekend and be back home. For we're actually home 3 weeks, and then we just end up, because we switch with Colorado, then we travel there, but then we're back for 2 more weeks. So I mean, we should have been home 5 straight weeks, but I'll take the little break in there. But these kids, I mean, they're excited, they're tired, they're ready to be home, and they're energetic to get to show people around here what they can do.
It seems like last year, there was a stretch last year where you guys were on the road for like 5 consecutive weeks, if I remember right.
Right, and that's, I mean, it flops every year, so next year we'll be back on the road for 5 straight weeks again. So
puts even more emphasis on you guys taking care of business at home. On the injury front, Coach, how do you guys look at this stage in the game?
You know, we're recovering from some injuries. Colton Lundell, who pitched a lot for us last year, he's been injured, and he had his first outing last weekend, and He threw one inning, threw really well that one inning. And so we're excited to have him back. Our shortstop's battling a hamstring right now. And, well, our backup shortstop, Steven Ortiz, he's been key for us. He's a good hitter, really fast kid. He's one that we're hoping we'll have back this weekend because this is a great opportunity for him to play on this turf where he can really steal bases and get on base for us and do some damage. But other than that, I mean, we've lost a couple of freshman pitchers. We lost our left-hander, Dalton Virgil, his first outing. He popped his elbow going out against Arizona Western, I believe it was, that game we won. And then Jackson Smith was a young, great arm. I mean, he sits about 88 to 90. He recently found out that his shoulder's torn, and I guess it's been torn since he was about a sophomore in high school. So we're excited to get them going on their rehab and get them back for next year, throwing hard again for us. But, I mean, we've battled through some injuries, but this team's, I mean, this is such a great team. They play for each other all the time, and it's always about the other person. That's something we've tried to emphasize, and they've bought into it. So we're excited. I mean, when one person's hurt, I've had to move positions, play kids in different positions that they're not used to, and they're doing a good job doing that.
We'll end with this, Coach. I don't know a whole lot about Salt Lake, but I did follow the series with Southern Idaho over the weekend, and after they won the first two games, they lost the next two. And they didn't just lose the next two. They gave up 10 and 8 runs, which leads me to believe it's a very top-heavy pitching rotation. Is that a fair assessment of Salt Lake, or what happened in this series with CSI that you guys can exploit this weekend?
It is. You know, I've watched them play, and they have some great arms, and they're going to have some athletic kids. But I've noticed, too, that, you know what, their kids throw hard, but they can struggle with control. And that's something that fits right into our hand where we're patient hitters and we like to, and we'll work a pitcher till he's out. And that's kind of something that we've pushed the whole year. So that's where we have the advantage is we understand what their pitching staff's like. And you know what, they're good, but and they're left-handers. They just throw left-hander after left-hander at you. And that's all we've been working on all week. But that is something that once we get through their starters, which we've done well all year, I think we have a good shot at beating the rest of their bullpen.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. Hopefully we can catch up again next week. Best of luck this weekend against Salt Lake.
Okay, thank you so much, Jordan.
Again, that's Scott Madsen, a manager of the USU Eastern baseball squad. They sit at the top of the Scenic West Athletic Conference standings with a perfect 4-0 conference mark as they prepare for week 2 of the conference season. We're going to break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk boxing. Been a while since we have dedicated an entire segment to just boxing, but we had Deontay Wilder throw down this past weekend with Luis Ortiz. That sets up what could be a mega fight against Anthony Joshua, if Joshua can handle his business at the end of the month. We'll talk about that, plus Canelo Alvarez and Triple G, all that and more coming up here on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports.